Well, hello everyone, and welcome to, I guess, kind of an addendum part of the audio tutorial for the Kenwood THF-6A. Just a few items that I want to cover that I've kind of run into of late that I thought maybe should be covered as part of the tutorial. I'm Matt Arthur, KA0PQW, and if you have any questions on any of the tutorial, you're welcome to email me at my call sign, Kilo Alpha Zero Papa Quebec Whiskey at ARRL.net, and be happy to help you. I've run into some bizarre things that these radios can, bizarre modes, I guess you can call it, that the Kenwood THF-6A microprocessor can seem to get into for whatever unknown reason is not clear. And a lot of people seem to think that it has to do with themselves messing something up, and I'm not convinced of that. I'm more convinced that the radio microprocessor just, for whatever reason, gets itself into some bizarre mode on its own. If you get into a situation where the radio will not allow you to do something that you know it should do, like a good example I ran into today was somebody who called me wanting help, a fairly new user to the radio, and He couldn't understand why he could not get the radio to do dual receive, and he couldn't get it to scan. And he had followed my tutorial, and it wouldn't do it. And every time he hit the scan, the memory, and then held it down so it would scan like you're supposed to. I'm gonna unlock mine. It's supposed to sound like this. Well, instead, it would give him the high beep. Like that, when he hit the, when it, on the second beep, or it shouldn't, it should do like that. Instead, it would do the first beep and then this. Well, what that highest beep, of course, means is that for some reason it's not allowing it to do it. It's not allowing the function to take place. Well, upon trying a few things, we discovered that, the only way out of it, it would not allow him to do dual receive or scan. We had to do a partial reset of the radio. This is the simplest reset there is. All you do is you turn off the radio, power it down, and I'm not actually going to reset mine, but I don't really need to, but you hold down the function key, which is the A key, and then as you're holding down that function key, turn the radio back on. Sure enough, that got the processor straightened out and got it out of that mode. I've also seen some other strange issues with these things, where when you went into the VFO mode, and entered in a frequency like 146.52, it would act like you were going to 146.52, but it wouldn't exactly actually go there. It would go somewhere completely different. Usually within the ham band, or, you know, within the 2 meter band or whatever, but it was like 146.49 or somewhere bizarre like that. Well, in that case, we had to do a VFO reset. There are like five or six different resets you can do with these things. The VFO reset is in the resets menu, which is number 31. Now, I don't know offhand if the menu list that we have on the Handy Ham site gives you the orders of the submenus, such as the resets menu, or not. I guess, you know, if push come to shove, you can have somebody sighted look through, help you look through that resets menu. but that's number 31. Anyway, you go onto that menu, and then there will be several, you know, you can dial through the menus, the sub-menus, and there are several resets. You would hit the joystick button, you know, straight ahead, and then hit the push-to-talk. That'd take you out of the resets, take you out of it and do it. So that's a little bit on the partial reset. That should save me a little time assisting people in troubleshooting these things, hopefully. Now, the other thing I've discovered that I haven't talked about, at least I don't think I talked about it in the tutorial, you can lock each individual receiver, that is the A or B band on its own, you can lock each either one of them, and still toggle between the two bands. So if for some reason you want to make sure that that B band, for an example, never or can't get knocked off frequency or something, you can go into the B band of the radio and hit function pound. Function pound, and that will lock that individual receiver so that you can't push any buttons or anything in that receiver. Function pound again will unlock it. The function pound, when you get the high beep with the pound, now I have locked my receiver. I can't even use the push to talk. You won't be able to talk on it that way. Low beep is unlocked. The high beep is locked. Now it's unlocked again. So that's another thing to watch out for. Be careful that you don't, do that not wanting to do that. You want to make sure that that's what you want to do. It's not a function I use. I really don't. It's not something I find at all useful, but you can do it. I think another thing that I haven't covered with the scanning mode. Function star will lock out an individual channel. Say if you've got the weather service programmed into the menus and into the memory rather, and obviously you don't want it locking up on the weather service, you lock it out in function star. The low beep on takes it out or puts it back in the scan. The high beep locks it out of your scan. That's useful, if you've got something you really don't want it locking up on all the time. Another thing I wanted to cover. So that's just a few things that I wanted to touch up on with this little extra addendum to the Kenwood THF-6A. Thank you, and again, if you need any assistance, you're welcome to email me. My call, ka0pqw at arrl.net. Y73, and good luck on the radio. It's a great piece of equipment. I'm sure you have a lot to learn sometimes.